I think that basically what they've done is they're moving resources to what are termed foreign operating positions. And it's basically sort of, it's all preparatory. In other words, these are steps that you need to take in order to do something later that will enable you to do something later. But I would be shocked if this is the kind of thing that would result in a quick move in it really in the next day. I think it takes more time than that to organize.
It sounds to me like you're saying you think that they're just amping up the threats.
Well, yeah, they're amping up the threat, but they're also laying the groundwork for an actual intervention. You need to do these sorts of things in order to move forward, but it doesn't commit you to moving forward. I mean, that's an important justification. This is not something that makes a war or any kind of intervention inevitable. It's just something that you have to do in order to prepare for an intervention. But mm-hmm. Absolutely, I mean, the fact that they made this, this is a public thing, people know, it's definitely amping up the threat.
Are you still confident of a diplomatic solution in Niger?
No, I'm not really confident of a diplomatic solution because I don't think that the junta has any ground to give. I mean, they've gone out on a limb. They're not going to back down. At most, they might concede to letting Bazoum go, former President Bazoum, because right now he's basically under house arrest. And they're using him in effect as a shield and as leverage. They're basically saying that, you know, his life or the conditions he's in depends on what happens now. But in terms of handing over power to Bazoum, I really just don't see that as feasible, particularly since so many people in the high command of the Nigerian military have rallied to the junta. Like, how could they possibly reverse course and say, oh, I'm sorry, we didn't mean it, and then go back and support Bazoum?